As we unite in prayer, we celebrate the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of Christ consciousness realized through prayer. In the silent night of meditation, and in the manger of our human experience, the Christ is born. Let us pray in celebration of the truth of our divine identity. Centered in God, in good, I am steady, stable, and strong. Spiritual strength is born in me as I acknowledge God as my strength. Anytime I feel weak, unsteady, or fragile, I draw from ever-present reserves of spiritual strength to meet the need of the moment. With God as my source, I give birth to spiritual strength in this moment of prayer. The Spirit of Wisdom speaks in the silence. Everything I ever need to know arises from within the silence. I train my busy mind to slow and still, to focus and be attentive, for wisdom is a whisper of truth. Right now, I give birth to divine wisdom in the silence. Every cell in my body knows divine wholeness. I celebrate the spirit of life that knows only wholeness and well-being. My body responds to my call upon divine life to renew, refresh, re-energize, and revitalize the whole of me. Body, mind, heart, and soul are now one vibrant presence, one light of the world, one spiritual birth. Good flows to me as good flows from me. I am the flow of plenty. All that can be helpful, nurturing, comforting, and constructive, I give and receive from the wellspring of goodness that is divine abundance. I celebrate all possibilities that flow from the birth of a plenty consciousness in this moment. Wherever I perceive chaos, I contribute divine order. By the power of divine order, in a state of spiritual realization, I am capable of calming the turbulent sea. I center my mind in divine mind. I open my heart in divine love. I command, be still. Be clear. My thoughts conform, and my orderly action follows the birth of divine order. In celebration of the spirit of Christmas, we uphold the high intentions of all those with whom we pray. Christ is their true nature, capable of expressing strength, wisdom, wholeness, goodness, and order. For the world and for ourselves, we bring to life the incarnate Word, God, that we realize is our divine identity. We close our prayer time by reciting the Prayer for Protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is.